Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth. And you know, we need to remember now what happened in 9/11. We've got to remember that and realize that we were being fed, spoon-fed a story as if it was pablum to all of us. We are being spoon-fed, ladies and gentlemen, and it's being indoctrinated in us so that we will not lose track of the fact that he deliberately drove the plane into the ground. The co-pilot did it. And I have to say, I am totally 1,000% convinced that it did not happen as the official story tells us. And that's not just because I tend to doubt or distrust the government. I have seen too much information that does not make any sense. Now, when I talked to Gary about this and wanted to get his thoughts, Gary Franchi, who's joining us, he said he was concerned and the issue of the SSRI drugs. So when you look at everything that you have read about this crash, let's say everything you were told about the crash before you started doing your own individual research, you pretty much bought into the idea that he was on SSRI drugs and he committed suicide. At least that was our discussion last night, right?
When you start looking at the scanning the headlines and you start just, you know, surface research, that's the first thing that pops out. So, you know, I think that's how the rest of the world is starting to see this too. Just as I was introduced to the topic, I heard about the crash. Of course, anytime these things happen, I'm devastated. But then the bits and pieces of information start to hit the public. The public absorbs it and then regurgitates it just as, like when you asked me, what are your thoughts? Well, I said, Joyce, this is, I see SSRI drugs all over this. Well, after a little bit more research, new information has come to light. See, it takes time for these things to settle in, for investigators to research, and then when people do it, it comes out, and, it's kind of shocking what we've uncovered now.
Yes, it is. And let me start off with, I've written down a bunch of things that I think don't make sense. And we've got a full hour here. It's only 2 minutes after the hour. We've got a full hour. But I want to run through some of these things. I don't have them in any particular order, so I may bounce back and forth. And if you want to add anything, please do so. But here is the prevailing theory of what happened. At 10:11 a.m., now this is according to the transcript they say that they have released, and Build magazine got a copy of the transcript. Now, let me just remind you that I've not seen the transcript anywhere. I've not been able to read it, and I wanted to read the transcript. And if anybody has found it, please send it to thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com. But here's what happened on the transcript, allegedly. Now, remember that. As the tape starts, the pilot speaks in a normal, cheerful, courteous way, according to French authorities, who listened to the black box recording recovered from the crash site. The pilot asks the co-pilot to take control of the aircraft and apparently leaves the cockpit for a call of nature. Okay, now here's my problems with this. First of all, they said that in the transcript they couldn't figure out why he went to leave the cockpit. Well, they said that. They said we don't know why he went to the cockpit, but he was out of the cockpit and then tried to get back in. Well, there's only a few reasons, like we talked about why he would leave the cockpit. And obviously now they're saying, oh no, he did say he was going to go for a call of nature. So why did they, you know, they're changing the alleged transcript. Now, remember also, the CEO of Lufthansa did not ever listen to the actual black box recording. And when he was asked by a person at the news conference, he said, no, I didn't listen to it. I just read the transcript. Well, I guarantee you, if I was a CEO of an organization like that, I would listen to a transcript before I would go out on a very thin branch and tell everybody what happened when I hadn't heard for myself. I just can't even conceive of that. All right, at 10:31, the co-pilot activates the controls to change the autopilot setting from 38,000 feet to about 100 feet. So at 10:11, the pilot leaves to go for a call of nature, and at 10:31 is when the controls were changed. All right, we'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley and Gary Franchi. We'll be right back.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I'm going to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. As of 31 March, gold is at 1187. Dow is down 92 points at the beginning last half hour of the market. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Gary Franchi is joining me. And Gary, I know I question everything. I do. I question everything. Such as, why did they call the German Wings company German Wings? Now, isn't that an English translation? Isn't that an English name?
Yeah. I didn't think about that.
I mean, everything bothers me anymore now that they lied to me on 9/11. German Wings. Why isn't it Deutschland, whatever Wings are? Why would they call themselves a U.S. name company? I don't know. But, I mean, I'm not saying it's part of the conspiracy. I'm just saying I question everything. But let me go back, and then I want to get your take on this. The pilot activated controls to change the autopilot at 10:31 from 38,000 feet to 100 feet. And then at 10:35, air traffic control asked the other planes to try and contact Flight 9525 by radio, but they received no response as alarms sound to signify the proximity of the ground. And then the plane, the last record is at 6,000 feet. And last known position, that is, was at 6,800 feet. And then, of course, it crashed. Now, immediately, I thought it was interesting that they started saying that there were no bodies anywhere that they could see. There were pieces of trash everywhere for acres, and that it would take, it would be almost impossible to ever identify the people because the pieces would be so small of the bodies, and because of the wolves that were in the area that would be eating the, you know, that would be, you know, going into that area. So, you know, then I started looking around what other pilots were saying, and other pilots said, no, there would be bodies. There would be bodies if that were a crash. And the main thing is there would be a hole in the ground because I don't know if you know this or not, but a plane makes a bigger divot than playing golf. And why there is no hole and why there is no scrape marks of the plane going in to hit the ground, I don't understand. Have you thought about that?
Joyce, the photos I've seen, I'm going to say this flat out, they look like Flight 93.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Shanksville, it looks like just a scattered debris field. And we know what happened there. I mean, they found the tail section, you know, miles away from the supposed impact site. So you can draw direct parallels to, I mean, I believe Flight 93 was shot down specifically by our own people.
Mm-hmm.
But this does has similar earmarks of the plane exploding over the Alps.
Yes. There is no doubt that this is an explosion because there's no seats anywhere. And if that plane went into the ground, the impact would have been on the vehicle itself, on the aircraft itself, and the seats, there would be pieces of seats around. You don't see one piece of any seat around. And you started seeing people walking through all of this stuff. There's no area where they're putting markers. You don't see where they put markers like marking where body parts were or plane parts were. Nothing like that, which is what a lot of investigators are saying, is they're supposed to be marking those parts and where they were for the investigation.
Yeah, the largest parts that I've seen in the photographs, you know, maybe a wheel, maybe a small part of the fuselage, but for the large part of the of the impact is all tiny debris, very tiny, finite debris.
Mm-hmm. There are some people calling this a hoax and saying it didn't even happen and they just dumped all this stuff out of the back of a C-130 aircraft. I don't believe that. I believe it was an explosion, and I believe that there are some problems with how it happened, and that's why they had to go ahead and create this backstory. But let me tell you what I tend to believe at this point, and I've talked to a lot of people. Although no one can confirm 100% that story, or any story at this point, and then think about this, what kind of evidence have we been shown other than the site? We haven't been shown the transcript. We haven't been able to talk to any doctors. We haven't seen any prescription bottles, but we're told he had mounds of SSRI drugs in his apartment and that he had taken psychotropic drugs by shot, which, ladies and gentlemen, antipsychotic drugs by shot. You have to be in the hospital for that. You don't do that out in a, you don't just send somebody out, give them a look at drugs like Thorazine. And you don't just give them a shot and send them out with that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen. But they said he had been getting shots for his mental illness. But anyway, it is worth considering that it's not the first time that the U.S. has used people and nations as lab rats. Now, that's what this story says, which is called the Syrian Free Press, that the Ministry of Defense is reporting today that dispatches from the Northern Fleet appear to show that last Tuesday's downing of German Wings flight in southern France was a direct result of a failed U.S. Air Force test of a high-energy liquid laser area defense system called HELADS, attempting to shoot down an ICBM reentry vehicle, but which instead destroyed the civilian airliner, killing all 150 people aboard. Now, if that were true, and I don't know, I have no proof, I have no more proof of this than the guy drove the plane into the ground, but if that is true, then I can assure you they needed to come up with a really, really good backstory to protect the United States, to protect their experiments, protect the confidentiality of this testing that they were doing. And according to this MOD report, the Northern Fleet, which is already on full combat alert, was alerted to this incident by a submarine chaser that's currently operating in the Mediterranean, who reported that widespread atmospherical electrical anomalies were occurring over southern France, western Italy, and southwestern Switzerland. And those were detected. The area where these detections were made also happens to be the combat operational area of the U.S. Air Force's 510th Fighter Squadron operating out of Aviano Air Base, Italy. Your thoughts thus far, Gary?
Wow, you know what? You're putting a piece of the puzzle into this investigation that it fits perfectly with what I found. The hard data from the flight data recorder, now it's been stolen.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that, Joyce?
Yes.
Normally the information analyzing that data takes days or weeks to divulge, to go over. And how come we had it within 24 hours of the crash, Joyce?
Bingo. Because they needed it immediately to start working on people to make them think that he did it, the co-pilot did it, that he was taking SSRI drugs, he was depressed, he was this, he was that. He had mental problems, he had psychosomatic problems, he had physical problems, and all of it focusing on Lubitz. And he was unfit to fly, they say. Well, now they're taking that and moving it into, so what do we need to do? How are we going to control these things so that they don't happen again? Well, the answer is you can't control that. Unless you have probably, pilotless planes, and then even then you're not going to be able to control things. But I think it's really important to look at this story, that the radar systems, what was going on at this time, and how it appears. It says, curiously, the MOD further notes, Ministry of Defense, that these anomalies occurring at the 510th Fighter Squadron's combat operating area of southern France yesterday came within the same time frame that British civilian radar systems went black, which was further confirmed by a flight emergencies posting stating, doing a bit of spotting at MAN. I look up and see an A380 passing overhead just past the BA, but nothing on radar. Now, that was a posting that was done by a pilot. So there's so much more involved here, and they have to get this story of he did it. And that's why every day there's more and more information coming out about another doctor says this and another doctor said that. And they were trying to just scrape to find reasons why he did this. And, of course, mental, that's the easiest one to prove because it can't be disproven. Because if you say he was mentally ill, how do you disprove that? Then they said, and I got to talk about this, they said that he had retinal detachment. And that was one of the reasons why he was so upset, which means he was going to lose his eyesight possibly. But there's a thing called retinal attachment that you do. It's a surgery, and you go ahead and attach the retina. A lot of people have had that surgery done. But here's the kicker. They said he had retinal detachment, and he was so depressed over that. And immediately, the red flags went off for me. As I recalled, as a flight nurse, we had one of our regulations was that if anybody aboard the aircraft has retinal detachment, then the flight nurse must tell the pilot that the cabin altitude cannot rise over 4,000 feet during that flight. I don't care where you are. So you've got to make your flight go around anything that's really high. Because you cannot, but I'm talking about cabin altitude. So the cabin altitude has to be kept at 4,000 feet. That means that the normal cabin altitude that might be at like 8,000 feet, you can't do that. You have to keep it really low, otherwise that retina will go ahead and detach.
So does that mean the plane has to fly at that altitude?
No, just the cabin altitude has to be at 4,000 feet.
Okay.
So if he had, if the cabin altitude rises above like 10,000 feet, you start to get lightheaded and you start to have not enough oxygen. And I could remember one time we were on a flight and the pilots had been out partying the night before. I think we were at Rosie Rhodes in Puerto Rico. They'd been out partying that night and they weren't feeling very good the next morning. Well, they really shouldn't have been flying, but it was Air Force, so oh well. And all of a sudden, we started passing out in the back, seeing people pass out. And I went up to the cockpit and told them, he said, look at the cabin altitude. It was at 12,000 feet. And people were really having a tough time. But no, it's the cabin altitude, not the altitude of the aircraft. I think I made a mistake earlier. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're going to be talking this hour and also taking some of your phone calls a little bit later, but I want to hear about aha things that you have to say. I don't want to hear about, yeah, I think it was brought down. Yeah, I think it was this and that. I want to know aha information, and that means things that are really, like, don't make sense. Like 4,000 feet cabin altitude, when you have retinal detachment, it would have gone ahead and detached. He couldn't be flying like that if he had retinal detachment. So let me, I'm going to go to Gary Franchi. Gary, you sent me some bullet points of your thoughts. Why don't you go ahead and just read through, go through those bullet points, and then let me continue on with some things that don't make sense.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you know, the timeline of events, and within 24 hours of the crash, the New York Times was citing, here we are, an unnamed senior French military official. And, okay, so this is where the narrative begins. The senior French military official stated that one of the pilots was locked out of the cockpit. Now, of course, we don't have the flight data recorder information yet. You know, normally, like I said, it takes days or weeks for this to come out. But magically, the military official, unnamed, has this information, gives it to the New York Times. Narrative begins. Now, it appears as though this information was specifically designed to change the jurisdiction of the investigation. Okay, currently, before the change of venue, essentially, the investigation was being handled by the French Bureau of Inquiry or Analysis for Civil Aviation Safety. It's known as the BEA. Now, it is a civilian agency. It's not a military agency. However, that since the pilot was locked out, this caused the crash, making it a military issue. So, that changed the entire narrative. Now the military has authority. Now, going back to some of the military implications of it, if there was some sort of a laser or some, CERN or some sort of anomaly, the military now has the authority to take complete control out of the investigation of the, by the people of the civilian agency. So then it takes it to the criminal prosecution. The military wants to have a criminal prosecution saying that it was the pilot's intent to destroy the plane. But how can they know, how can they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was the pilot's intent? How can you define intent from within the cockpit? There's no, maybe he, what if he passed out? Okay, and you have this retinal detachment situation. He does pass out. He hits a button. Plane goes into descent, and he can't unlock the cabin door because they have the emergency locks on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's a million different scenarios we could play out, but this, but the most curious of it all is that when the flight data recorder was recovered, the data card has gone missing.
That's right. Very strange.
Someone stole it.
Mm-hmm. One other thing I wanted to mention is that there is a discussion about whether or not you can actually lock a pilot out of the cabin. And a lot of people say you can't. That if there is an emergency and these two guys pass out in there, let's say cabin altitude is lost for whatever reason, goes up to 10, 20, 30, you know, I mean, goes up, there is a way that you can get in. There is a way people can get in, and I'm not talking about passengers, I'm talking about crew. So that doesn't make any sense either. And but yet they knew on Tuesday, or Wednesday, excuse me, they knew on Wednesday and Thursday that this guy, Lubitz, did it. He did it deliberately. He was a bad guy. He was a horrible, demonic guy, and he did it. And then CNN on Saturday morning announces, well, ladies and gentlemen, CNN has finally been able to find out who the pilot of the plane was. It was Mr. Sonderheim. Wait a minute. You knew on Thursday that your co-pilot drove it into the ground, but you didn't even know who your pilot was on the aircraft? And they mentioned, I just, this stuff doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
to a person who has rational thinking.
Yeah, I don't know how those facts can be just omitted. How do you know the co-pilot but not the pilot? You know, we're talking,
right.
You know, these are the sources of media that, you know, America and the world are losing their faith in. Mm-hmm. And this is evidence of it.
Okay, go ahead with your other issues.
Another point that is really interesting is that very little media coverage has been given to eyewitnesses who actually heard an explosion and saw mm-hmm. smoke coming out of the plane before it crashed.
Mm-hmm.
Even a helicopter pilot in the French Air Force based in Orange, 30 minutes away from the site of the crash, said that the French Air Force had received a number of corroborating witness testimonies on this very same point. Also, debris was found upstream from the crash site. That is consistent with a mid-air detonation or explosion.
You know, it doesn't make sense. And there have been a number of investigators on TV saying, what the rush to judgment here? We don't know what happened yet. And now CNN is saying CNN cannot independently verify this information. I wonder why. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour, 33 minutes after the hour. If you have some aha things to add to this, get in line at 855-995-6923. If you have a really impressive part of this flight, I want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about any necessarily attitudes or opinions or beliefs because we've got enough of those. But things that really don't set well, give us a call at 855-995-6923. Now, let me run through a few things that are really bothering me. First of all, they said they would never be able to find parts of the bodies. Now they say they've identified 78 people, and they were able to retrieve 600 body parts. Now, I don't believe that there's going to be each person, and I hate to get gross in this, but would be separated into only four body parts. I think a plane that hits that hard, but I think depending on where they were in the aircraft, you're going to have different, you know, you're going to, there'll be some bodies that may be, you know, intact. I mean, I don't know how they could, but they may be intact, or they may be in, you know, I guess four parts, whatever. But to me, if you understand the explosion theory behind this, you have to realize that these body parts were probably in a whole lot smaller pieces if it was an explosion. So the idea that now they're learning he has a pilot, the pilot's dark side, that he was an evil guy, that he was horrible, that he had, that before he died, the day before, he was looking at suicide and gay websites. He was into sexual perversion. I mean, all of these things, none of them are proven. None of them. You haven't seen proof of anything other than a crash site, and we're trusting that that's the crash site. Seriously, think about it. What evidence have they shown? You haven't seen one doctor on TV saying, yeah, I treated him. So we're seeing nothing or hearing nothing but what they want us to know. They leaked the info of the co-pilot to Bild magazine, and Bild is the Inquirer of Germany, ladies and gentlemen. Now, can you imagine if the United States used only the Inquirer as our source of information? The Bild is a German Inquirer. So why would they be leaking all the information to that newspaper? Where's Der Spiegel in all of this? Okay, then I heard this statement, and it really bothered me. Because you're wondering where all this is going. What about the, I heard a pilot say on TV, one of the, you know, CNN pilot, you know, wannabes or pilot, you know, reporters said, what am I supposed to do now? Report a Gulf War veteran that's flying? I couldn't believe that. Like all Gulf War veterans are going to be suicidal and be a problem. So I'm supposed to report that I'm flying with a Gulf War veteran? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Then they say that Mr. Lubitz was depressed and he was taking all these mountains of pills, a small mountain of SSRI drugs. Are you kidding me? And he was a runner? I don't think so. Those two just don't go together. And now they have said they have found the remains of the co-pilot, Mr. Lubitz, and they're going to be able to test his body for drugs, etc. Really? You think so? And they reported way too fast, too many official investigators saying this is just going down way too fast. Let's see. Flight data recorder, they said, will never be found. How do they know that? And the BEA prosecutor's office said that the plane crashed at 500 miles per hour and the flight data recorder was pulverized. Well, I heard a pilot say that is the biggest bunch of BS he has ever heard. There's never been a flight data recorder pulverized or lost. And remember, there were two of them and the other one was lost. Let's see. The Marseille prosecutor in France, Bryce Robin, said, now this is, he's quoting Lubitz. He said, he did this for a reason, which we don't know why, but we can only deduce he destroyed the plane. Now, wait a minute. What is that? We can only guess that he destroyed the plane. Now they're backing off of it. That's the Marseille prosecutor. He did this for a reason which we don't know why. I thought you knew. I thought he was suicidal. He had eye problems, psychosomatic eye problems. Never heard of that before. But anyway, we can only deduce he destroyed the plane. Then they say they were calling him Tomato Andy. That was his nickname. Why? Because they said he was a repressed homosexual. That, and the reason they called him Tomato Andy was because a fruit is really a vegetable, or a vegetable is really a fruit. And that's why they... Oh, my gosh. Now they're saying they have the purported transcript. Now, wait a second. Either we have a transcript or we have a phony transcript. So why do they have a purported transcript? Have you ever heard that before? No. And all the torn-up sick notes that were in his apartment, we're supposed to believe those are evidence? Really? I don't think so. That's not evidence. We haven't seen any. But they supposedly... This guy, most pilots are very compulsive clean. They're compulsive organized. I can't imagine a guy going around tearing up sick notes and putting them all over the floor. That just doesn't make any sense at all. Gary said, the flight data box was recovered March 25th, but the memory card is missing. How convenient. And by the way, that flight data recorder has 2,500 types of information on it. And, oh, the breathing issue, the hard breathing. Remember that? Well, too many pilots have come forward also and said, I'm sorry. That's why we wear headsets inside the cockpit. You cannot hear anything. And you can't. I've been in cockpits before. You can't hear anything in there. You have to have those headsets on to be able to tolerate it or to be able to communicate. And so the idea that they listen to his breathing until they hit the ground is just so, that just flies against anything anybody knows that actually flies. And then also the keypad incapacitating. Can you imagine if the two pilots, like we said, went out, or they were drunk the night before, or they passed out, or they had seizures, or I don't care, they were poisoned with the food or whatever. And then you say, oh, well, plane's going down. We got locked out of the co-pilot's room. No. I mean, out of the cockpit. It wouldn't happen. So is there anything while we're waiting for phone calls? Let me just ask first, do we have any phone calls? Okay, Bob in Michigan. I'll tell you what, we'll be up with Bob in just a second. But, Gary, anything you want to add to this before we go to Bob?
You know, it's just, it's odd that in the span of just a few days, this guy went from being an outgoing young aviator starting his career to suddenly being a narcissistic, depression, suicidal person.
Yeah, demon-possessed. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many contradictions that you just brought up. My head is spinning trying to tie them all together.
Well, it just doesn't make any sense. And by the way, let me just tell you here, cockpit security. Now, this was in the Wall Street Journal. It says cockpit door is always locked, blah, blah, we know that. If any crew wants to enter, first a call is made, blah, blah, blah. Okay, number six on this, and this is the regulations, or number five. If the cabin crew believes the pilots are incapacitated, now let me repeat this. This is in the Wall Street Journal today. I believe it was today. If the cabin crew believes the pilots are incapacitated, a code on the keypad can be entered and entry is granted after 30 seconds. Cockpit crew can also lock the door, disabling the keypad and automatic exit capability for 5 minutes more. But it says that there is a way that the air crew can get in. So let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, what have you got for us on this crash?
Thanks for taking my call. It's going to take just a second. Just kind of bear with me. This is from a vetted source. This is Dr. Tom Bearden in his book, Oblivion, page 265. And this goes along with what has already happened. I think this is a bigger picture. This is between Russia letting us know, letting the world know that they're not messing around. Leave us alone. Here's the narrative here. There's a fellow by the name of Captain Hess. He was a Captain Gordon Hess, New York Army National Guard, early morning jog, March 4th, 1998, Fort Knox, Kentucky. Veered down, sat down, stabbed himself 26 times with relatively small leatherneck utility knife, penetrating heart left ventricle twice, penetrating lung, hemorrhaging four times, penetrated the liver once, and four L-shaped wounds, demonstrating that deep control of autonomic nervous system, commonly ignored pain, hemorrhaging, etc., altogether. Officially declared a suicide. It would be impossible, probably an acceptance or a further test of the Russian psychoenergetics weapon improvement from 1997, a Captain Button, and it suspended automatic nervous system reflexes altogether.
Okay, where are you going with this? What is the outcome of this?
I'm saying that this system could very well have been used to demonstrate the power, because nobody's going to believe this. This is why I'm reading it from a vetted source. Nobody's going to believe this. So what this is a signal to the high-ups in all the governments letting them know we're definitely poking the bear over there, okay? This is a big picture. This isn't just this plane or just this particular flight. This is the big, big, huge Magilla that's going on right now. I really think that this was, and you said it, I called a while back on this, if you remember the time in Iraq where all the soldiers put their weapons down, remember?
Right.
You were the one that brought this up. I think this is a hello moment from the Russians to the rest of the world that they don't want to go under this boot.
Well, that's a thought that it might be. Yeah, that's a thought that it might be the Russians. Well, thank you very much, Bob, for that information. Dr. Barrett is an amazing guy. Let me make a correction here real quickly. Dr. George says erythromycin is what he used at places on the baby's eyes. I just want to get this out before anybody says I made a mistake on this. Erythromycin, he says, is what he used on baby's eyes. And he said not neomycin. He said I still see babies with a discharge that he said if not treated, they develop a cough at one age, and he thinks it's a good idea. So I just wanted to get that to you. Let's go to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What are your thoughts?
Good morning.
Good morning.
One other thing I heard about that guy is that he eats chipmunk soup.
Yeah, right. And, and probably has killed other people in the past, too, I'm sure.
You know what I thought is we can't record off the TV anymore. You have a DVR, but I've heard of different shows that were on, and somebody went to watch it and it was scrubbed. It was gone. So what I'm getting at is the first time you hear something, fresh when things happen is when you're going to hear what things sneak out before they cover them up.
Right, right.
And so whether it was, it could have possibly been through you, but I heard, you know, that the card was missing. So now the whole box is missing now. But, and it'll never be found because they probably gave it to Hillary and she probably,
Yeah, it will never be found. That's right. Hey, thank you very much, Dave. Thank you very much for the phone call. Let's go to Mayotte in New York. Mayotte, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What have you got for us?
Yes, good morning, and bear with me because I've been up a long time, but I had to hear this because you're absolutely right. You must question everything. I'd like to make three basic points on the WPIX TV news. They had a spokesman for the family, and they allowed him to make a 30-second or so statement denying that the guy was suicidal or any of their narrative. I think this rolls out exactly like 9/11, because in 24 to 48 hours, you have a completed narrative that's repeated and repeated and hammered
right.
And hammered. And lastly, back in the day, I was a stringer for USA Today, and an Eastern Airline flight almost had a fatal crash when they left off the oil seal. So being in Miami, I was the one who hustled to the airport and picked up the transcripts. So my question is, where are the reporters that are looking to get that transcript and providing us the evidence mm-hmm. of this crazy story? And they are international orange, these black boxes. They don't get lost. They ping. They can find them if they fell in the Mariana Trench. So no part of that story that they can't find a black box. It just
right.
makes no sense.
Right. Hey, thank you very much. Good points that you made on that. Very good points. I wanted to also add that it appears that about 50 planes have temporarily disappeared from radars in Austria, Germany, the Czech Republic, Slovakia between 5 June and 10 June of last year. There's a lot more going on here than just this, and I think this is an attempt to try and deflect any kind of liability upon Lufthansa, number one, and a lot of other things that are happening. Cecil in Tennessee. Cecil, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What have you got for us?
The combined IQs of the U.S. Intelligence Command would not add up to a good bowling score, Joyce. I used to be an instructor, and it looks like some second lieutenant is coming up with something to cover flight MH370 and the missing nuclear weapons from Dyess Air Force Base that Al Jones had reported on a year ago. At that time, the aircraft and the weapons were missing, and also the president was out of the country. His family was in China somewhere that he wouldn't say, and the Supreme Court was in session. The Congress was in session in Washington, D.C. It would have been it looked like to me they were going to set off a nuclear weapon then. There were some questions raised I talked to an office in Washington, D.C. I haven't told anything about this to you on the air or anywhere except, a local radio station. I happened to talk to some of them on air. But I was connected to a Washington office. I'd been attacked online when I went to the library to find out about Philip Woods, and I think that J.D. and of course, yourself last year had raised questions very much about these kinds of things. So what I'm saying is this flight, it would have disappeared from radar. That's why the radar was blacked out. And probably the Russian Federation intelligence services that handle electronic intelligence would have, even today, the radar showing this flight simply disappearing off the screen, which was inconsistent with a crash. And also there would be sounds recorded on the missing boxes, and the voice recording is very important. That's just what I have to say. I think it's much more ominous than just this flight. I think it was blown up by, not by the Russians, but by U.S., by Mossad, very similar to MH, flight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Cecil. I appreciate the feedback on that, and I agree. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. We're going to have to go to a break, but I'll hold you over. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, thanks, Joyce. Think of the United States government as a big advertising agency that doesn't do very well at explaining with any skill the aspects of things as they continue with the high technology to come out past their ability to explain. Every day they get shakier and shakier at this business about what happened, and then your strong point is pointing out the total inconsistencies of these explanations. I hope somebody does a cross comparison of the explanations that come along with each catastrophe, and you'll find common threads in the way that they manage us, because we've all been messed with.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing, and that means questioning and asking and saying, sorry, I can't buy that story. Why are they doing this? Part of this is you are supposed to believe anything and everything that we tell you, and this is an experiment also. Which people are going to buy it, which ones are not. If we tell you black is white, then you better see white. And if you don't, we're going to challenge those people. Remember, you're either with the terrorist or with us. Or you're with either us or you're with the terrorist. And that's exactly what they do. Let me go back to Mike. Mike, go ahead. What else have you got for us?
Well, Joyce, if the United States government officially is like an advertising agency, that means they always have to be right out on the front edge of the present, very quick, very immediate. They don't like to go backward or ask anybody to analyze backwards anything that's out of their supposed attention span. They expect us to forget almost immediately, including all of their consistencies, inconsistencies. They leave a debris trail behind them that's longer than the one that was left.
Right. Now, those things, yeah, we know. I'm looking for facts right now that support or don't support the idea of an explosion or what happened to this flight. Hey, thank you very much, Mike, for the phone call. I want to know the facts, and we're not going to get the facts because we're getting a purported transcript. And then if they provide the transcript for us, who's going to say that's a real transcript? You know, Gary, they can falsify and make up a transcript just as easily as anything else.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's just as easy as creating a document and putting it out and leaking it to the press. I mean, and it's calling it the official transcript. Back to the explosion, the International Business Times, .co.uk, this is the source for the explosion story. And now they're saying that the French Air Force, witnesses told the French Air Force they heard the explosion and smoke coming out of the doomed German Wings A320 plane. So that's the source, International Business Times.
Okay. And also, I want to thank David from Texas. He says, Josh and I were commenting last week on the theory that the Hadron Collider just across the border in Switzerland may have played a role. That was last Friday. And he dismissed that, Josh did, as the collider is too distant from the crash site. But then David says, however, immediately after RT broke the crash story, Russia Today, he said he Googled the little village of Sussy, France, adjacent to the crash site. Lo and behold, I ran across an unrelated story of a malfunction. Now, I saw this one also, of a malfunction of a super high power generator used to support the collider in Switzerland. The malfunction, described by technicians as a short circuit, occurred on the same day as the crash. The same day that communication and radar problems were noted. The report noted that the failure in Sessy, France, would delay the much-anticipated restart of the Hadron Collider, a story the mainstream media is not reporting to his knowledge. And I agree with that. That is a very important part of the story, I believe. And I have talked with someone that I have tremendous respect for, who says that all of these things that we're talking about here enter into this, but there's even more. There's even more than this. More nefarious, more of a plan, more of a reason why this has happened. And we're about out of time, and I want to tell you that we will be here tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Rebecca Roth will be joining us to say her piece in what happened. Remember, she wrote the book about 9/11. The methodical illusion. She'll be joining us tomorrow. Gary, anything you'd like to add?
You know, just be vigilant out there, ask questions, and do not relent.
And keep talking about this issue, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to go down the rabbit hole like 9/11. Thank you, Gary, for joining us. You all have a blessed day. We love you all at the Power Hour. We'll see you tomorrow.